League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9 at CNN Raven.
If you purposely drop your cell phone so you can bend over in front of a stranger as some kind of barbaric flirting ritual, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, so
who
wait a minute.
Who does that?
So to me, the word barbaric sounds masculine, like a masculine action. So did a guy drop his phone and bend over to give the view?
No, it was a woman. Were you not listening? Right. I mean, I just don't understand.
I know. I mean, the context of it said to me, woman dropping her phone. But barbaric, just for some reason, it just says masculinity to me. I'm sorry. Masculinity to
just
me.
Just seems
there
like,
we go.
I don't know, something that would be done 100 years ago.
And was it well received?
Was it
well received? Because sometimes you got to put it out there. It's pheromones, Anna. It's science.
The guy was genuinely confused, and I didn't blame him because he was just like, am I supposed to be staring at her? Because she gave like that look over the shoulder
right.
as he was bending over.
That little come hither.
I wanted to be like, ma'am, what are you? Stop it.
He's like, congratulations, you dropped your phone.
Go to the zoo. You see that type of behavior all the time.
Butterfingers.
I mean, minus the cell phone, but, you know, they're dropping like a date or a fig or something like that.
I mean, it'd be okay if a giraffe did it. Like, if a giraffe dropped its cell phone to bend over to pick it up, sure.
Speaking of, April the giraffe keeps dropping her cell phone.
April
the
giraffe,
put it that way,
is pregnant again. If you have not heard.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Get ready, world.
Yep.
Start logging in now to pay attention and see whether or not this baby is going to arrive, when it will get here.
They're already soliciting names for the new baby. They just announced her pregnancy, and they're like, we need a name for this baby. Everybody start
watching.
I've
got a name suggestion. How about Promiscuous? How about that one? If your front step looks like a UPS store every time that you return home to your front door, that's all I need to know about you. I love automation. I love ordering things. I get a better price for it a lot of times online anyways.
Right.
But it's getting a little bit out of hand when I pull up to the house and there's like seven boxes out there.
Yep.
The most exciting thing is when you make it to recycle day and you've still got room in the recycle bin. You're like, we did good these past 2 weeks.
Right.
It's some sort of win. I don't know why.
That's amazing. If you don't know me at all and you come up to me and you say that my face looks like a kiwi because I shaved it, that's all I need to know about you.
Who said that? Is it a stranger?
It was
a stranger?
It was somebody at one of our events. That we had.
Like a wiffle ball with some hair stuck to a piece of gum on
it. Listen, I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah. I mean,
doing the best I can.
Kiwi? Let me look at you.
I don't understand the relation to a kiwi. I guess they are furry.
Because they're slightly furry and like roundish.
Okay.
You know what? We're going to put a picture of a Christian's face on. Next to a kiwi on Anna and Raven on Instagram, and you can be the judge. Does Christian look like a kiwi?
Right.
If you want to chime in, call us at 1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Oscars are this Sunday, and if you haven't done it yet, go to star999.com, fill out the Anna and Raven Oscar predictions powered by D'Addario Nissan of Shelton, make a few guesses, and it can win you movie passes for a whole year courtesy of Bowtie Cinemas.
I mean, it's really easy. Multiple choice, we've put it up there for you. You don't have to be an expert. Just take your best guess, of course, and you could be a winner. The pageantry, the beauty, the winners, the awards, Anna.
But a lot of times when you're watching the Oscars, you've never seen the Best Picture nominees. You've never seen half of these movies.
Sure.
So what we thought we would do is go around and we would ask children, based solely on the titles, what they think the movies are about.
I mean, this is a good plot synopsis every time.
Right. So I asked Stella about Roma, and this is what she said.
So the movie, like Crazy Rich Asians, I've never watched it, but I've seen the trailer like a million times. Not because I want to watch it, just keeps popping up. Mm-hmm. And I would think it's probably something like that.
Right.
Like with romance and Romans. Because, I mean, Romans,
right.
Same kind of word.
Yeah.
I told you it was going to be centered around Rome, but I love the fact that she's like, I actually have very little interest in this movie.
Right.
But there was a great movie out there that I really want to see. There's a lot of interest. So I suspect this movie is like that other movie because that's the one I was really interested in.
The funny part is that there was so much backlash because Crazy Rich Asians didn't get any nominations.
Right.
And that's the first thing she pops up.
Right.
She's never even seen a movie.
That's what I wanted to see. That's what I wanted to see.
Got a lot to do. Roma, romance, same thing.
Right.
All right. I asked Cole to explain what Black Panther is about.
He's a superhero.
Yeah.
And he fights his cousin.
Okay.
And it's every time he kills someone, he gets a scar on him. One time when he kills people, scars go on him. I would give it 4 stars.
Four stars for 20 million scars that are on that body for all the things. He's talking about Michael Jordan.
All right. I have no...
He's the antagonist in that movie.
So he's kind of accurate.
He is kind of accurate because at one point he is the Black Panther. And I mean, spoiler alert.
Okay.
They're both the Black Panther at one point.
My favorite part about this is that he gives it 4 stars, but nobody asked him.
Right.
Nobody
it's not a movie review.
He's like, listen, if you're thinking about going, I'm close to endorsing.
Okay. Now meet Kat. Kat is the most adorable thing. And I asked her about the favorite.
I think favorite is about a guy that likes something and it's his favorite thing.
Right.
That's it. Here she is explaining what the Green Book is about.
I think it's about a book that is green and he has to tell a mystery.
Got to tell a mystery. It's a mystery book about a green book. I'm into it.
So is the story the mystery in the book?
I don't know.
Okay.
Listen.
All right. Just wicked cute, right?
Kat just told you exactly what it's about.
You're right. Right. You're right.
And I thought it was interesting, like, what would a child say the Black Klansman is about, right? Mm-hmm. That's a heavy movie.
Right, right.
Yeah, but she lays it right out.
Okay.
I think it's about a clam and a guy have to find this special clam.
She thought it was
a clam.
Clam, not Klansman. Right. Clamsman.
Right.
Clam.
Maybe you should have spelled it.
Right. No, I like it better her way. I like it way a lot better. Oscars are coming up this Sunday night, and if you haven't done so yet, go to star999.com and enter the Ann and Raven Oscar predictions. We're going to choose one winner. We're going to give you a year's worth of tickets to Bowtie Cinemas, courtesy of D'Addario Nissan of Shelton.
Of course, a lot of us have not seen all the films that are out there that are nominated for Best Picture, Anna.
Exactly. So that's why we went to the kids. Now, here's the truth. The kids haven't seen these movies either that are nominated for Best Picture. But if you ask them what it's about, they certainly have an answer for you, right?
There's no hesitation. The best key to a good bluff is just coming out with the information like you know it all.
Hi, my name is Prue. I'm 4 years old. The movie, The Favorite, is about a mommy and daddy picking which baby they love the most.
Right.
I have 2 sisters and 1 brother, and I think I'm the favorite.
Right.
So The Favorite is about parents picking which child they love the most.
Yes, it is. Am I also the favorite?
Do you think the parent tells each one of them individually that they are the favorite, every one of them?
I don't know. He seems pretty certain it's him. Mia, I asked her about Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think the movie Bohemian Rhapsody is about this tropical island in the Bahamas where all day long people just rap.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me an example of how they rap?
Yeah, I'm in the Bohemian tropical, yeah.
They whisper rap on this island.
Right.
Yeah, yo.
They don't want to be offensive. Right. Too loud.
Right, very quiet. Very quiet.
Mumble rap is a thing. Right. Trap rap is a thing. Whisper rap, probably right around the corner.
Noise ordinance rap.
Right.
Do you want to know the truth?
What's that?
I don't even know a Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, I don't know what that means.
I just picture hippies with hairy armpits. Right. I mean, I know the song. I know Wayne's World.
Queen.
I know Freddie Mercury.
Right. But, yeah.
Freddie Mercury was awesome. Okay. That much I know, but...
All right.
I've also heard the movie is the Disney ride of the Freddie Mercury story, but that's just...
I've heard good things about it.
I mean, I like to go to this island.
The Whisper Island is where
I'm willing to watch 2 hours of that as much as I am to watch the movie.
All right, here's Ella, A Star is Born.
A Star is Born is about a donkey, and a star led him to where Jesus was born, and then Mary got Jesus out of a belly and put him in the little haystack.
Right.
Ella thinks A Star is Born is the story of baby Jesus, which actually is pretty accurate.
I mean, JC, first Instagram star.
Right.
He had way more views than anybody else back in the day.
At first, I was confused. I'm like, because she was so certain. She's like, I know A Star is Born.
Right.
There's a donkey.
There was a donkey.
And it brings the baby Jesus. You follow the star, and then the baby comes out, and you put it in a haystack.
She's been paying attention on Sundays.
Exactly. Sunday school's been working.
Exactly.
4 stars.
And then, of course, there's my daughter, Hayden, who had to give her a take on the movie Vice. Didn't even hesitate.
Vice is about an amazing fortune teller who gives amazing advice, and it always comes true. One time she said a sheep will be born from the sheep, and the sheep was born. Then they took out their pitchforks and realized she was a witch, and then they burned her.
Wow.
Took a dark turn there.
It did.
Yep.
Didn't see that coming. What
a twist. Doesn't seem like much of a wizard, though, when you're like, sheep's going to come out of that sheep.
Right.
Smaller sheep from that bigger sheep.
That doesn't sound like an Oscar-nominated Best Picture movie to me.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Sounds D-list.
All right. Don't forget, go to star999.com.
Slasher flick.
And make sure you fill out the Anna and Raven Oscar prediction sheet, courtesy of D'Addario Nissan of Shelton. Win yourself a year's worth of tickets. Check out Bowtie Cinemas.
Good luck.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Really interesting this morning. Ella and Chris are joining us together, and I have to say, we've been doing this a long time. I've never heard anybody take this to a vote. Ella, let's start with you. What's going on?
We went on 2 dates. They were great. I really do like Chris. He seems like a great guy. But I'm 38, and I'm really firm that I do not want kids. He really does want kids. So I just feel like, unfortunately, that there's nowhere further for this to go. You know, if he really wants kids, he should move on because it's not happening. I'm not doing it.
Chris, is that true? It's a hard yes for you? You want children?
Well, yeah. I always grew up with a big family, and I even worked at a daycare center when I was younger, so I really like kids, and I've always wanted kids.
Now, obviously, we can't vote on whether after 2 dates you guys should be having children.
Oh, what do you mean? I can't control their procreation?
No. Ella, I know you sent this email, is that you've told Chris you don't want to see each other, but Chris, you keep pushing. Why do you keep pushing her, knowing that that's not what she wants?
It's not that I'm trying to be pushy. It's that I feel like there's something more to the conversation that I haven't known how to actually ask, because she's really good with kids. Like, she's got nieces and nephews. She loves them. She's fabulous with children. She enjoys them when she's paying attention to them. And I always feel like there's something under the surface about why she doesn't want to have kids. She's amazing and gorgeous, and we have so much fun when we're together.
Listen, she hates short people. What can I tell you? All right. Those little knee knockers that are in your way or whatever. She could put on the face and the facade for a few minutes, but after a while, it's to the dungeon with them.
Ella, do you really feel strongly about Chris? Like, when you're with him, if this kid's thing was a non-issue, would you obviously continue dating him?
Yes, but I'm also just, honestly, I really am firm about the kids thing.
Right, you're not going to convince me.
I'm really happy being an aunt. I love my little nieces and nephews. Great having them. I have no desire to pop one out. It's not happening.
All
I'm
right.
not going to do it.
Fair enough. Listen, we get it. But what we're going to do is we're going to ask our audience, would you date somebody knowing that they didn't want children, but if it was important to you, would you continue on? Or would you say, hey, even though I really like you and you might be the one, that's a deal breaker for me. Why don't we hear what the audience has to say and advice that they have for you? Does that work?
Sure. Great. That sounds awesome.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Would you continue dating somebody if you knew they didn't want children and it was important to you? That's what we're discussing this morning. Honda of Westport Couples Court. Ella and Chris are having that problem right now. And really, we just want your opinion.
Mm. I definitely think that age is a factor. When you talk about the fact that they're in their late 30s, early 40s, like, these are decisions that have a pressing nature. If you're in the 20s, you could say, all right, let's see what happens. But at their age,
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I actually had a best friend that was dating a girl for a while, almost to the point of marriage. And one of the biggest issues of why they didn't get together was because of the kids thing. She didn't want kids. He did. They ended up not getting married. She got married a couple years later. Now she's working on her second child. So, you know what? Things happen. Things can change. I think keep dating.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star.
I mean, she obviously just didn't love him enough.
It's not nice, Raven. You don't know that for a fact.
Seems true.
Chris and Ella really need your opinion, because Ella has never wanted to have children, but Chris, it's always been his dream. She's 38 years old, so she's not going to change her mind now. Should they even continue dating at this point, even though they really like each other?
Listen, it's been 2 dates, there's been some sparks, but sometimes it's just smarter to go away.
What do you think? Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Yana and Raven, Star.
I'm on her side.
Tell us why.
I think she should run, not walk. Because if this is their second date, and he's trying to change a core belief that she has, oh hell no.
I think you missed the point where she's not allowed to think for herself. I mean, I thought we covered that. Anna, didn't we cover that?
No, we did not
cover
that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault.
I'm
I should have
so
laid
sorry.
That out for
you. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I had the exact same situation when I was in my 20s and thinking about getting married. I would not date someone who has that desire, because I just feel it's not fair to them if they want to have children and it's something that's desired, and I don't think that would just go away.
Sometimes you're setting yourself up for resentment and bad heartbreak later on down the road, right?
Yeah, it's sad.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ella, our audience heard 100% what you're saying. If you're sure that this is not something you want, no matter how awesome the sparks were and how much you really like Chris, you're right. There's no reason to take this further. It's only going to be more difficult down the road.
That's exactly what I think. I don't want to be the thing that holds him back. If he feels so strongly that he wants to do it, I know I'm not going to do it. I don't want to be the reason that down the road, you know, let's say we did stay together. I sure don't want him to have a minute where he's like, well, if it wasn't for you, I'd have kids.
Right. You know, it may stink right now, Chris, but the simple fact is you're not in your 20s. So if that's something you're serious about, you got to be serious about it right now and every day moving forward.
Well, yes.
All right. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week. What's going on?
Hi.
What's going on?
Why don't you ask my husband?
What?
Why don't you ask my husband how he's been this week?
Raven, how is everything this week?
I have no idea.
Likely story. Uh-oh. Nothing? You have nothing?
I have nothing.
This is so dangerous. I know where this goes. It never goes in a good direction.
It's just a trap with a hole. I may have no idea. I mean, does anybody expect me to really dig the hole and fall in on my own?
He won't. He just won't own it, Anna. So we went out over the weekend.
Yeah.
And he totally flirted with a girl in front of me.
You flirted with a girl in front of Alicia?
Oh, now I know where we're going here. No. I did not flirt with a girl in front of Alicia. All right?
Oh.
Oh, you didn't think I was paying attention. Excuse me.
I did. It was not a situation where I did not think that she was paying attention. First off, we went out with a large group of people.
Uh-huh.
And I was equally friendly to all said people.
Uh-oh.
I believe that Alicia believes that somebody reciprocated a little bit too much. But to be fair, Alicia was, she was a little bit out of sorts that night.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with anything.
I mean, I don't know, a healthy dose of paranoia.
Uh-huh. Likely story.
I need to know what happened.
So we go to this axe throwing thing, and I hurt my shoulder a couple days before, so I couldn't throw two-handed. I'm only throwing one-handed. I'm doing awful. And every time I get up there, I'm asking the instructor, like, am I doing this right? Am I stepping on the right foot? And he's yelling, hurry up. We're on a time limit.
It's not nice, Raven.
It's not like the host was this connoisseur of axe throwing. He was just this guy who kind of held a dry erase board and screamed at us.
Yeah, but not for nothing, but your wife is holding an axe. Maybe you shouldn't yell at her to hurry up, you know?
Or flirt with girls while your wife's holding an axe.
Totally not flirting with anybody.
So when did he start flirting with the girl?
The whole time, Anna. The whole time. Frustrated because I can't get this thing to stick in the board because I can't throw with both hands. And then the other girl steps up there and he's like, oh, you got it.
You got
it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Were you cheering for another girl during axe throwing?
I cheered for every girl that was with us axe throwing. I cheered for every guy, too. You know
except
me, Anna. I'm a very generous cheerer. You know that.
What?
Totally flirted with her. And he won't own it.
I'm a generous applause person.
To try to turn it around on me, and he's like, oh, you know what? You're right. I shouldn't have been so nice. I'll try to be mean to her next
time. They always do dumb things like that. They try to turn it around like you're the crazy person.
I just said I was like...
Oh, he told me I'm insane.
I won't be nice to people next time. I just told her I'll be less nice.
No, I don't want you to be mean to people because that's not attractive either. Never in 11 years has he ever done that. Like he's never done that. Blew my mind. I didn't know what to do with myself.
I think if you're going to... you know, flirt with another girl in front of your wife at an axe throwing event is probably not the place to do it.
You guys are all nuts. You're all nuts.
We're crazy.
Cheered for all my teammates.
Uh-huh.
All of them.
I was your teammate, too, and you rushed me.
It's true.
You were cheering for me.
I mean, you should have went a little bit faster.
Based on Raven's complete disrespect and and blatant rudeness to you. Blatant. What kind of grade would you like to give him this week?
Getting a D, Anna.
D.
Nonsense.
I spare you the F. if you own it, you'd have a C. Like,
yeah.
Be like, yeah,
no, 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 no. This is a trick. They did this during McCarthyism, too. You want me to cop guilty to something that I don't believe that I am
guilty of. I don't want to put any more wood on the fire, but here's what I know about Raven is that when he's in situations, I like to stare at his face because I could tell when he's uncomfortable and he's lying. Yeah. And he has been darting his eyes around trying to look preoccupied for the whole time that we've been talking about this, which makes me believe that he's 100% flirted with that girl and he knows he did something wrong.
I'm watching the clock.
Thank
we only
you.
Have 8 minutes for this phone call.
All right. Just saying.
Thank you. See, even you know when he's lying because you're in his work life.
I keep hearing about kombucha, and I don't know what it is, but I was excited to hear that there's a plan for a kombucha brewery in South Norwalk.
I love the fact that you don't know what it is, and yet you're excited because somebody said they're going to infuse it with alcohol.
I don't know.
Is that correct?
No, we don't know. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I don't even know if it's an alcohol drink. So it seems to be like a really trendy thing because everyone's like, oh, I got to go get my kombucha.
Right.
I got to go get my kombucha.
I love it when they find one of these fruits that they all of a sudden start putting in drinks. Like, you remember with, like, the Akai battery? And then they start the berry or whatever, and they start telling you that, like, it'll cure things.
Right.
They're like, my mother used to have arthritis. Half a teaspoon of this every day, and they're good now.
Like,
and then,
fish
it's $73 a bottle.
Right.
Never mind.
And then all of a sudden, it was like Akai martinis,
right.
And then it was all about pomegranate.
It's everywhere, right.
Right, but we don't know what kombucha is, so we have sent Christian on basically a mission to figure it out for us. He's prepared a 60-second book report, so you can tell us what kombucha is and why it's important for it that it's coming to Norwalk here in Connecticut.
What
I'm
is
so
this
ready.
Stuff floating in the bottom?
All right, go ahead.
All right. Kombucha. When you hear that word, instantly your mind goes to a place deep within a peaceful forest where monkeys call overhead. And this magic tea that comes from the ground cures you of all your ailments. The myth of kombucha's healing properties are legendary, ranging from reversing gray hair, removing wrinkles, above all, being good for your general well-being.
Mm.
The drink itself is fermented tea combined with probiotic bacteria. That means they're alive. And yeast.
Oh.
It is slightly alcoholic. And when I say slightly, I mean really slightly. Don't do shots of this. It's not going to do anything for you.
Oh.
If you're looking for your ailments to be cured, this is not the drink that'll work for you. This is not a miracle elixir. The taste has been described as disgusting, a glass full of sadness, and fizzy foot water.
Wow.
What?
Yes, it's true. In fact, home-brewed kombucha has been known in some rare cases to actually kill you. Leave it to a brewery that knows what they're doing, or a commercial bottler.
What?
It's true.
I mean, these have really been some good selling points.
Right.
I feel like he's had more positive book reports in the past.
Yeah.
This was a surprise.
If you're going to get it, if you're going to drink kombucha, get it from a brewery. Seriously.
I got to be honest. It does kind of look like bottled Snapple, but in a vomit color.
Right. It says right on this bottle.
Stuff floating in the bottom.
It says, if you are pregnant or breastfeeding, please consult with your healthcare professional before consuming our products. What does that even mean?
Wait,
what?
What?
Is this like, it's like magic juice, but it might kill you?
Sure. All right, who's going first?
All right, hang on. I'm filming this.
All right. Hold on. Don't shake it. Don't shake it.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't shake it.
Oh.
It explodes.
I know.
Is yours exploding too?
Yes,
it's exploding
all
everywhere.
Stuff.
Don't get it away from the board. We're going to get in so much trouble. Don't put it on the buttons.
Picked the wrong day to wear light-colored pants.
All
What's
right.
wrong with me?
Did it get on the board? We're going to be in trouble. All right. Hold on.
No, that's an evil.
Oh, it smells funky.
Let me smell it.
Oh, it smells
stinks.
Like...
This is awful.
Yeah, it smells like some sort of white vinegar or...
Why is this so popular with the hippies? Hold on.
Hipsters, man.
Hipsters.
Musters. Mustaches.
Oh, that is disgusting. It's disgusting.
No, I'm good without that.
No, I don't want this.
Yeah, no, I'm good without that.
All right, here's what we know.
Right.
We don't like kombucha.
Right.
No, we don't like it at all. I don't care if it cures. I don't know what it cures, but I don't want it.
I mean, it might certainly be better if you put it on beer, but I'm not going to try that.
I mean, we got to put some vodka in there or something.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Alicia, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room, please?
Sure. Good luck, Alicia.
Alicia, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and I'll ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card at Little Pub. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, number 1. This outspoken TV daytime talk show host is returning to her show after a 2-month medical hiatus. Nick Cannon and Jerry O'Connell helped host while she was out. Who is it?
Wendy Williams.
Number 2. Karl Lagerfeld's pet, Chopet, will inherit a chunk of his fortune. What kind of animal is Chopet?
Oh. A dog?
Number 3. Space Jam 2 has a release date of July 16th, 2021. It stars LeBron James in this animated rabbit.
Bugs Bunny?
Number 4. This comedian, who was on Celebrity Big Brother this season, is famous for the Bum Bum song. He has officially become a U.S. citizen. Who is it? My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. I give it a little...
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alicia. I gotta go on.
Al Green?
What is it?
Al Green, I think. I don't know.
Okay. Number 5. Jay-Z and Beyonce accepted their Brit Award for Best International Group in front of a portrait of this royal family member.
The Queen of England?
Okay, let's bring Raven back. Raven!
All right. How'd you do?
Alicia got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5 is not so good. Thank you for mailing it in. Here we go.
Number 1. This outspoken TV daytime talk show host is returning to her show after a 2-month medical hiatus. Nick Cannon and Jerry O'Connell helped out hosting while she was out.
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams is back.
I heard Nick Cannon did really well, which doesn't surprise me.
I mean, yeah,
he's had
pro
shows before. He's good in the podcast format. He's very competent.
Yep. Alicia is still leading you 2-1. Number 2, Karl Lagerfeld's pet, Chopet, will inherit a chunk of his fortune. What kind of animal is Chopet?
Chopet is a cat.
Chopet is a cat, a Burman cat, I believe.
Well,
yep.
Excuse me.
You guys are tied at 2. Do you know that cat has had $3 million in endorsement deals? That cat has $3 million in the bank and is set to inherit like another $100 million. Like, what? What?
I wish I was the caretaker of that cat.
Right. Number
I really
3.
Do.
Space Jam 2 is a release date of July 16, 2021. It stars LeBron James and this animated rabbit.
A Bugs Bunny.
That's right. Raven takes the lead, 3-2. Number 4, this comedian who was on Celebrity Big Brother this season is famous for the Bum Bum song, and he has officially become a U.S. citizen. Who is it?
Tom Green.
That's right. My bum is on your lip. My bum is on your lip. I have to Google that later. We haven't heard it in a long time.
It's been long.
Yep.
And I'd like to keep it there.
Raven is still leading 4-2. And number 5, Jay-Z and Beyonce accepted their Brit Award for Best International Group in front of a portrait of this royal family member.
I'll just take a shot, Meghan Markle.
That is a good shot, and that is true.
Woo!
All right, I'm sorry, Alicia. Raven beat you 5-2 this morning.
It's Alicia from Ansonia, and I can't beat Raven.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.